So what's the big picture here? The big picture is Pacifica. The big picture is a very dysfunctional, chaotic management system that we have, that the general manager of the radio stations can thumb their nose to the ED, right? So this is what we want to fix. We want to fix the philosophy of Pacifica, that there is not only horizontal decision-making, but there's a vertical decision-making as well. So I prefer less of vertical decision-making and more of horizontal decision-making, which executive director Bill, and I want to tell everybody that you're doing such a wonderful job right now. The morale is so high, and that's what we're doing, what we are doing. So we're, let me bring it down to what I think on the ground level is. We were successful with a $200,000 net income for the national. And I think we can do this for two reasons. One, I know it in Los Angeles, and Ken can testify to this, that as soon as we changed the general manager and as soon as Roy and Sonali got their hours back, we had 10% more revenue came to the station the last week of last fund drive. So we have the morale on our side. The history is on our side. So there is no need to fear to go into our listeners. Actually, our listeners do want to hear from us. And here's what they want to hear. And this is what I have told to executive directors within last 10 years. And I have said it already to Bill, and I will say it to the finance committee. And that is, our listeners and subscribers, they want to hear from us to say, how did we spend a dollar that they gave us? Did we spend 96 cents of it on the needs of the stations, the staff? 2 cents of it went to the upgrading the equipment. And we don't know what happened to half of 1 cent. They would forgive us. They would not send us to hell for that. And this communication with the listeners, it's a very key issue to raise more money. I would give you more money if you told me how you spend the $100 that I gave you. So here's my proposal. And I have asked Bill to do this thing already. We need to have a executive director CFO report to listeners on a monthly basis. As much as it's more burden on Bill and Sam, but it's necessary. What needs to happen in those two, in that half an hour? We need to say, this is how we spend your money. This is what we took care of. This is what we're working on. This is what we need to work on. So we give a report to listeners and encourage them to give more money to improve the Pacifica. And one more thing. Nobody would give you money if they know you're sinking. I wouldn't do anything if I knew there was no hope. So in Pacifica, and I want to give a very big shout out to past executive director.
Master, can you wrap it up? You've been taking a bit
yes.
of time.
My apologies. So my whole thing is we need to go to our listeners, and it's not the only choice that we have, but it's successful. People will give us money when we are successful, and we can do this thing. Thank you.
Sabrina for the stack.
Okay, Bill, and I'm going to close the stack at this
Mr. point. Mr. Chair, point of order.
We are way
for the
over
stack,
time.
Please.
Point of order, Mr.
Okay,
Chair.
Sabrina, you'll be the last on the stack because we've had quite a long discussion and we're way over time. And if there
point
are
of
any
order,
any
Mr.
Motions,
Chair. Point of
yes.
order, Mr. Chair?
What is your point of order?
I'm calling for the orders of the day. We are 20 minutes over the time for this. If we're going to have a motion of some sort, let's leave some time for that, too.
Do I hear a motion to extend time on this agenda item?
Yes, 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes. Are there any objections? Okay, and could somebody keep time? Because I really can't do it while I'm chairing. Do we have a volunteer?
I will time it.
Okay.
I'll be
all right.
Timekeeper.
Okay, very good. I think it's Bill Crozier's turn to speak.
Okay, well, I'll be brief. Yeah, obviously, I don't think there's no hope. I wouldn't be doing all this if I thought there was no hope. I have a lot of hope for Pacifica, yeah, although it's still scary. And I tell you, what we really need is, yeah, more revenue. And if any of you can get your people and your LSBs and your stations to help find some major donors, that would be wonderful because we could use it now. And, you know, I don't want to wait until we don't need it anymore. We could really use it right now because things really are tight. So I think that's the priority. I think that I'm asking all of you to try to communicate to your LSB. Let them go out into the community and shake loose any contacts they have and put them in touch with your GM or whoever it is that raises money at your station or with me. And let's do it. That one of the things that really made that March 2nd one-day drive really successful was a matching gift from Jim Crevo's estate that Larry Rumstead made available at that $86,000, and that was broken up so that we used different portions of it each hour, and it gave people extra motivation to donate because he said if you donate a certain amount, we'll match that up to the amount of that $86,000. So it brought in a lot more money. And if we can come up with something like that, it would help if we do a one-day or two-day fund drive, whatever we decide to do. But we need to get that, you know, pretty quickly. Thank you.
Sabrina,
motion. I submitted a motion.
Okay. I'll take motions after Sabrina has her say.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Yeah, I think that given the past situations with GMs and business managers in regards to information not getting to the national office, what Sam has dealt with in the past CFOs, the fact that we're 3 years behind on our 2 years, well, 2.5 years behind on our audits, and getting that information, staying on top of it, there still needs, I know this is a personnel thing and this is actually a finance committee meeting, but you know, there still needs to be in place some type of repercussions for not getting that financial information to the CFO, in this case, Sam Agarwal. There needs to be something in place. So I just want to say that for the record.
Okay. Do we have somebody who wants to present the motion?
Yeah, this is Ken. I just emailed it to everybody, and
okay.
I can read it.
Can you read your motion, Ken?
Yeah. It's called National Office Funding. Whereas the Pacifica National Office has an immediate necessity to fund certain staff and contractor expenses for completion of vital tasks, therefore be it resolved that the CFO has the authority to utilize existing lines of credit up to the amount of $100,000 for National Office expenses, and be it further resolved that station shall run a day plus special fund drive from 6 a.m. on a Wednesday to 12 midnight of Thursday to raise funds for National Office expenses. This special fund drive to be coordinated to be separate from and prior to the upcoming summer fund drive.
Is there a second on the motion?
Don't need one
in committee.
Don't need one.
Okay, I stand corrected. I think Bill wanted to say something.
Yeah, well, maybe Sam could correct me, but I don't think we have any lines of credit other than credit cards. And just be aware that, you know, if we get new lines of credit, if it's not collateralized, the interest rate's probably going to really be really high because of our credit rating's not wonderful right now. So if you want to finance stuff to get a loan, you're probably going to need collateral, which probably means additional property. So just think about that.
Yeah, if I can my comment there. So Bill is right that we don't have a line of credit at this time, and it will be very difficult to obtain a new one because we will not qualify for the traditional lenders. And it is only the private lenders that they may entertain. but the rate of interest is prohibitive, and we have to jump through a lot of hoops before we can get that money. We are already trying that that option for other area that you talked about, mortgaging the building and getting some financing on that. So sorry to say, but that line of credit option is not so realistic in the short term. The other option definitely is very attractive, that we should be conducting a national fund drive for the national office itself. So I support that completely.
Okay, so this is Ken. Let's bifurcate the motion.
Well, you're making a motion to divide.
Divide, yeah.
Okay.
By the motion.
Do you want? Is everybody clear about how this motion is divided, or should you read each separate part of each of the two motions you're proposing to divide?
Okay, on the basis of the statement of the CFO, I would withdraw. It's too difficult to get a line of credit, and he's trying. So I would just modify the motion to be resolved that all five, whereas Pacifica National Office has immediate necessity to fund certain staff and contractor expenses for completion of vital tasks, be it resolved that all five stations shall run a day-plus special fund drive from 6 a.m. on a Wednesday to 12 midnight of Thursday to raise funds for National Office expenses. This fund drive will be coordinated to occur separate from and prior to the upcoming summer fund drive.
Okay. Are there any objections to Ken's amendment to his original motion?
Okay, Mr.
No,
Chair?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Yeah. I guess this should be an amendment to strike the words, the CFO has the authority to utilize existing lines of credit up to the amount of $100,000 for national office expenses, and be it further resolved that. So it would be an amendment to strike those words from the main motion, right?
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, do we have any objections to the amendment to strike? Seeing no objections, we are now considering the amendment the motion as amended. Are there any objections to the motion that has been presented by Ken?
I have a question about the motion, about the timing of it. He said before the summer pledge drive, and I don't know what date he's meeting is the summer pledge drive.
I'm not aware of all the dates. Somebody has to coordinate it. We can't wait till August. We have to run it now. So I don't want to sit. I don't think it should be attached to the beginning or end. I know KPFK has a fund drive coming up in I think in May, towards the end of May.
Well, do you want to leave it open the way it is, or do you want to put a specific?
Yeah, I
want to
leave it open. The ED would be in charge of when to do this. It's just sooner rather than later.
Are there any other questions or objections to the motion? Seeing no objections, the motion passes by acclamation. And it will, of course, have to be taken to the Pacifica National Board for final approval. And that being said, I think are we out of time for this item on the agenda?
One minute left.
Does anybody else have anything they want to say on this agenda item? Okay, seeing no further discussion on this agenda item, let's move to the next item on the agenda, and I believe that was a motion. I don't have it in front of me. I think it's the motion about the
Is it the SCA motion or the other one, Ken?
Well, the
next agenda was the CFO oversight.
CFO oversight, okay. Since you made the motion, can you read it?
Yeah, I will. The National Finance Committee requests that the Pacifica National Board approve the following resolution. Chief Financial Officer Oversight of Accounting Personnel. Whereas the Chief Financial Officer, CFO, per Pacifica Bylaws Section 9, is tasked with aggregation of financial data from all business units of the foundation, and whereas the CFO is also charged with proper financial procedures and accounting for all financial transactions which occur by or within the foundation, and whereas recent audits since 2014 have been delayed and lengthened due to insufficient financial record keeping and reporting at least three Pacifica stations, leading to a tripling of the cost of outside audits, and whereas financial reporting deadlines have frequently not been complied with, leading to an inability to manage the foundation's financial activities, and whereas this situation is threatening our nonprofit status, and whereas the general managers and executive directors, fully appointed or interim, have not remedied these ills, therefore be it resolved that the CFO shall have direct managerial control of the accounting personnel, if needed, which includes business managers and other accounting staff at each of the business units as regards the methods, protocols, and priorities applicable to their assigned areas of activity. And it also resolved that the CFO shall also have the authority to apply disciplinary measures through the general managers of the business units, including adjustments in salary, termination, and awards, and awarding of bonuses based on performance of all accounting personnel under the CFO's charge. And be it also resolved that general managers will be responsible and cooperative to the CFO requests regarding the activities of their accounting personnel and any disciplinary actions required. And be it also resolved that evaluation of general managers will include ensuring that their business units provide timely financial information as required by the CFO, and that they may face disciplinary actions initiated by the CFO and approved by the ED if they fail to comply. This resolution will be in effect for 1 year from the date of approval, at which time it may be amended or dismissed as determined by the PNB in regards to its benefit to the financial health of the foundation. And then in the email I distributed, that's followed by an excerpt of the definition of Section 9 of the CFO.
Woo. I'd like to add an amendment to that.
Want to be on the stack for discussion of this motion?
Question. I've got the motion, but you don't want us to include in the motion the Pacifica bylaws excerpt, do you?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
But that's just a reference.
I'd like to see the motion. I don't have it in front of me. I would like to see a copy of it.
I will send it to you right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody wish to be on the stack to discuss this motion?
No, Nick would like to be on the stack.
Anybody else?
R. Paul?
Anybody else?
It was too complicated for me to understand the reading that Ken did, so I would like to see it before anything else.
I'm just asking right now if anybody wants to be on the stack. So, okay, I have Nick and R. Paul. Nick, go ahead. It's your turn.
My question, Ken, is the direct supervision of the accounting staff would be by the CFO, or would it be a dual supervision between the CFO of the accounting and business manager staff and the CFO at the same time? The question, because if the general manager isn't managing the local business manager staff and the CFO is doing all the management of it, it would be hard-pressed to hold them accountable. So just clarifying that part of it.
Do you want to respond to that, Ken?
No. The thing is, the motion... doesn't have complete control, because I'm trying to get it up here where it says. Oh, geez. Oh, here we go.
May we have a minute to read this, please?
Yeah.
What it says is.
I would like to have a minute to read this.
Or table it.
Yeah, take a minute
meeting.
To read it. What it says
Thank
is
you.
Regarding.
Let us read it, Ken.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez, it's hot.
Okay, I believe that was about a minute. Nick, did you have anything further?
I can answer that. It's in the paragraph.
I would like to be. I would like to be added to a stack.
Therefore, be it resolved, the post have direct managerial control of the accounting personnel, if needed, which includes business managers and other accounting staff at each of the business units, regarding their methods, protocols, and priorities. So it doesn't have to do with how long a lunch break they're taking or what kind of tie they're wearing or their responsibilities in terms of Title VII or any of those other issues. It's regarding their methods, protocols, and priorities, and it should assist the general managers in managing the business managers because it's the CFO is going to mandate what he needs in terms of reports from Great Plains Software and so forth, the protocols and the methods, and the priorities, and if needed is in there. So the general manager can manage and the CFO can back off if everything's running smoothly. But if not, the CFO can come in.
Sabrina, for the Our Paul was on the stack. Our Paul, go ahead.
Okay. First, Sam, how much experience have you had in terms of that kind of management of personnel that would include things like adjusting salary, termination, giving people bonuses, et cetera? How much experience with that have you had? Because it's a big issue there. So I'd like to hear from Sam about that, and then I'll have something else to say after I get an answer.
Well, are you talking about my professional experience from the past, from my past employments, or are you talking about the current employment in Pacifica?
Both. How much in general on that kind of nitty-gritty scale?
Okay. So I have more than 25 years of experience, and I have worked generally in the as chief financial officer or as controller. And in my career, I may have hired more than 100 accounting staff, and I have been responsible for their performance evaluation and for their promotion and wage scale adjustments. So I'm fully aware and fully kind of knowledgeable in that and experienced. So I don't see any issues with that. In the Pacifica context, I have been here employed last year for about maybe 9 months or so. And there I had a few opportunities to hire people and to look into the wage scale adjustments, but I'm fairly aware about the salary, about what the market rates are and what the compensation level should be for the accounting staff. So all in all, that is not a difficult task for me.
Okay, thank you. Basically, this motion is not terribly different from what we've kind of had in the past or tried to do in the past. If the motion is passed, again, we're not spending hours going over it or anything, but from reading it this much, skipping the preamble, there can be some issues with localism. If someone doing stuff at a station is told by National, do X, Y, or Z instead of doing it the other way, or, you know, you're not filling out a spreadsheet right, or something like that, it is kind of easy to then start screaming to the general manager on the local level and kind of play local and national management against each other. So we should be aware that in the halcyon halls of Pacifica, such things can in fact happen. And while this is probably a good motion, and again, we've done stuff like this in the past, and something needs to happen, I am a little bit concerned about the stuff that can happen with, you know, people saying, those damn people at National are trying to fill in the blank. So I'm like 80% in favor of this motion, but I do have some concerns of about 20%. And that's it. Thank you.
Mansoor was on stack, I believe. Hello?
Anybody there?
Alex,
are you on mute?
Yes, I was on mute. Sorry.
Who's next on the stack? And by the way, we only have 2 minutes to this.
Okay. The only other person left on the stack is Mansoor.
Oh, I thought Sabrina wanted to speak as well. But I'll make it brief.
I'll defer. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make it brief. I think I would like to follow business philosophers of Ricardo, Adam Smith, and Karl Marx to say division of labor is a really good thing. It's more productive. And what we're missing in this resolution is we are diluting executive director's function and giving it to CFO to recommend and punish the general managers, and this is a no way to conduct a business. I think the executive director can reprimand, punish, write up general managers for not conducting the business of Pacifica. So as long as this confusion is there, well, we need to like fix that, and I think I'll just leave it at that.
This is Ken to the stack. Can I respond to that?
I'd like to hear if there's anybody else who wants to speak who has not spoken.
Sabrina, wasn't you on the list?
Mansoor, please let me share, Mansoor. I just want to amend.
My apologies, Alex. I do apologize.
Never mind. That's cool. We have 45 seconds. Go ahead, Ken, respond.
Okay, Ken, go ahead.
It says be resolved that the evaluations. Oh, it says that the evaluations of the general managers will include ensuring that their business units provide timely financial things. It says and approved by the ED if they fail to comply. So, but it doesn't say that the ED has to intercede here. It just says that the general. It says here. be it resolved that the general managers will be responsible and cooperative to CFO requests regarding the activities of their accounting personnel and any disciplinary actions required. So the general managers are not taken offline. The CFO is not bypassing the general managers. If the CFO wants to lower somebody's salary or give them a bonus, he's got to do it as a request to the general manager. That's what the motion says. So it's
you mean as
not,
a request of ED?
No, the ED would not get involved in handling the business managers. That's underneath the general manager. The ED doesn't have to get spread all over the network. He should only be dealing with the general managers, and, you know, he can listen to anybody. But in terms of authorities, it's the general manager who's the in charge of the management of the staff at the station or the business unit. And it says right here, general manager will be responsive and cooperative to the CFO's requests. So it's not a direct line that the CFO could fire somebody or give him a $100,000 bonus or cut his pay in half. He's going to request it through the general manager.
Okay, I believe we are out of time for this agenda item.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to extend time to continue discussion, now is the time to make such a motion. Otherwise, we'll go immediately to a vote on the motion.
Ken, I need you to send me a copy of it. I didn't get a copy of this. I got some short and abbreviated copy of it. I don't know what it is that you sent me, but I just got this four-paragraph thing.
Sam on the stack, I would like to make a quick comment.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I fully support Ken's motion. The reason is that right now the CFO has all the responsibility to make sure that the accounting is done properly and all the deadlines are met. But CFO does not have any authority over the business manager. So this is not practical. I mean, I cannot cannot force that the business manager should be conducting conducting their operation as in a certain manner or comply with my request. And that is what is happening when the deadlines are not met, there is no repercussion. So I don't want to get into details, and I don't really want, I don't enjoy that authority. That is not the intention. But unless until I have that authority, how can I be responsible for that? That is the question that I'm asking. So although I had not spoken to Ken, but I definitely appreciate that his thought process in this and putting together such a resolution.
Okay, we have to move immediately to the vote on this motion. We really need a motion to extend that.
That's okay. We can just vote. That's all right. I agree with
you. May I recommend to extend 2 minutes so Bill can say his piece?
Okay, there's a motion to extend for 2 minutes. Are there any objections? Seeing no objections, you have 2 minutes, Bill.
Okay, well, I'll be brief. I guess I basically agree with Sam. I don't have a problem with this. I know as Ken wrote it, it would be in place for a year anyway. There may be a little confusion over some of the stuff, but I think overall this is a good idea. So I'll support it.
Okay. Then let's go to a vote. Our poll, can you call the roll? All those in favor of the motion say yes. If you're opposed to the motion, say no.
Okay, give me a second here to grab the pieces.
May I suggest to start with any opposition to this motion?
Where does it say it's going to affect
good point. Is there any objection to the motion?
Oh, there we go. Okay, got it. Never mind.
Okay, seeing no objection, the motion is passed by acclamation.
Thank you.
Thank you. That leads us to the next agenda item, which is, and had another motion. This is a motion about the SCA. Ken, would you like to read your motion?
Yes, I'm going to read it. I read it fast, but just in case somebody doesn't know, SCA stands for Subsidiary Communication Authorizations, which means sidebands, which means if we're broadcasting at 90.2, you know, there's 90.2 and a half and 90.1 and a half, and we can sell that to usually a religious station, or used to sell it to people transmitting stock quotes. But we made money.
Can you send us a copy?
In 2016 Pacifica.
Can you send us a copy of the resolution?
Let me just announce that all the motions that are being presented were emailed to the National Finance Committee list.
Yeah, so I just sent them out again.
Oh, okay.
So you should have gotten them several hours ago, at least.
So last year, 2016, Pacifica got $308,000. That's the bottom line. So the motion is I don't know the full background of it, but here it is. Please include the following. Oh, here it is. Motion. Whereas the SCA motion, subsidiary communication authorizations, the motions that were approved by the PNB in 2016 and 2017 are basically a decrease in national office revenue, have been too complex to implement, and if they were implemented, create an inequitable allocation of financial support. Therefore, the Finance Committee asks that the PNB vote to rescind any and all policy resolutions and motions passed in 2016-2017 related to subsidiary communications authorizations, accounts, and the revenue they generate, and that the Foundation reverts to the traditional handling of that activity, and that the revenue therein generated be wholly designated as national office income and deposited in the national office account. That's the end of the motion.
Okay. Is there some discussion on this motion? Do we? Anybody want to be on the stack?
Are Paul on the stack?
Are Paul on the stack? Anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Arpal.
Okay, I support this motion. I think I may have tried to bring something like that last year. The SCA motion is turning out to be unworkable. The national office staff is saying, how do we do this? It's a very complicated motion that involves, if you're in arrears, you do this much. If you're not in arrears, you do that much, and it's held up getting a consolidated budget to the PNB for months. So I support this motion, and I hope we vote it through, and I hope, pardon me, the PNB rescinds that other motion. Thank you.
Yeah, I would like to add 15 seconds.
Mansoor, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I wholeheartedly agree with this motion because we want to have national office to have vertical and horizontal decision making on all of this, so I do support this motion. Thank you.
Anybody else want to be on the stack on this?
And Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Now, I know there's some people, some friends of mine, who have said they think we should have that SCA motion that was passed last year was a good idea. The trouble is, it only if you need to do that, you need to do a lot of other stuff too, because you essentially, you've created additional problems by fixing one perceived problem, and that's you're creating more of a cash flow problem for the national office because the net effect was to decrease the amount of revenue to the national office. So to make up for that, you really need to fix the central services allocation for each station or somehow otherwise provide more funding to the national office. And so that's the part that like Arpal was talking about, essentially has not been done. So I support this motion to rescind what was passed last year. And if somebody wants to try again this year and come up with something more comprehensive, let's just remember you have to solve the whole problem, not just do one thing that creates a bigger problem for the national office. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Seeing no one else wants to speak, are there any objections to this motion? Seeing no objections, the motion is passed by acclamation.
Chair, as a timekeeper, Chair, as a timekeeper, I would like to let you know it's 10:15 your time, New York time.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next agenda item, which is the timeline for the 2017 budgets. There's 15 minutes on this item, and would anybody like to speak on it? I know from my past experience on the Finance Committee, I know one of the our main job is to come up with budgets for each of the stations and the business units, and the first thing we have to figure out is what the timeline should be for getting these budgets together. So that's why I scheduled this agenda item. Does anybody want to speak on this?
R. Paul for a question.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Do you mean the FY17 budgets or do you mean the FY18 budgets?
I do not believe we have FY17 budgets, do we?
Well, the NFC passed a number of them. And we have never been able to pass a consolidated budget, so the PNB, as far as I know, I don't know what the PNB does, but I think the PNB has not dealt with the all of the budgets. So, yeah, we sort of have a limbo of FY17 budgets, but the PNB, as far as I know, didn't pass any.
Okay, well, I'm open to suggestions. I wasn't on the National Finance Committee last year, so don't know any of the details.
My question is, do you want a timeline for the FY18 budgets or what?
Well, I guess that's what it would be, yes.
Okay, so this is for the FY18 budget timeline. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we could deal with whatever problems came about with the 2017 budget separately, but I guess a timeline is not going to take care of that at this point. Okay, does anybody want to speak on this matter?
This is Nick for the comment.
And Bill,
I would request Todd Paul make the best estimates. He's the person here with the most experience about finance committees and budgets.
Okay. We had a lot of people speaking at the same time. I think I heard Nick first. Nick, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I would defer this. I would suggest deferring this agenda item to our next meeting, given that the time frame from this is a couple months in the this year's budget is of most concern, so I would just suggest deferring this item to our next meeting.
Okay, I take that as a motion to table. Are there any objections?
Could we make this a motion to postpone to the next meeting, which is legal?
Motion to postpone to the next meeting. Are there any objections to making this a motion to postpone to the next meeting?
Should it be the first item that we discuss?
That's not part of the motion.
Seeing
no objections, we will discuss this item at the next meeting. It's postponed till the next meeting. Okay, the next item on the agenda is scheduled for our next meeting. Does anybody have any ideas?
Yes, I think we should. Well, looking at kpftx.org, Tuesdays in May are getting a little bit jammed up. However, the 23rd is open. After that, in the past, the NFC has done the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. Last year we did a little bit differently, and I don't think it worked. Say again?
Does the NFC generally meet twice a month?
Yes, at least. And when we're doing budgets, significantly more than twice a month.
Okay.
People want to make it more or less. I'm just saying what we've done. In the past, we have had much time doing the second and fourth Tuesdays. Right now, as I said, the 23rd is open for May, and then after that it's wide open. So if we want to do two a month on second and fourth or first and third, that's open, but I suggest we grab some Tuesdays and set it for the rest of the year.
This is Nick for the stack on that.
Yeah, Nick, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think our Paul is right. During the budget times, the second and the fourth Tuesday have been needed for those discussions. However, I think in scheduling our next meetings between now and I would say September, that it would probably be sufficient to just meet once a month. And Tuesdays have been the best days, so that's my contribution.
Okay. Does anybody else want to weigh in on this?
Bill,
go ahead.
Well, we're way behind on the budgets. I don't know what's going to happen with the FY17 budgets. Maybe we're going to give up on them. But even the FY18 budget, I just emailed to you the budget timeline that the BNB approved back in 2011. With the objective for all that timeline was to get the budgets approved before the beginning of the fiscal year that they're applied to. And so we're already behind. I think all the stations are behind. And so I don't know if we need to meet sooner to at least encourage the, you know, all the LSBs to get going on that. But I don't know. We haven't had a meeting in I don't know how long. So I forget what else we're probably behind on. But that's one of the things is budget preparation for next year. But I'm not for having a meeting just to be having a meeting. So if you want to wait a month, I guess that's okay.
I'm not clear. Are you speaking in favor of having a meeting on May 23rd or not?
Well, if we need to, and you know, I frankly we're so busy with all this other stuff, we're probably not going to be working on budgets for at least Sam and I are probably not going to have any time to work on budgets for FY18 for a while. But
let's get into the stack.
I don't know.
Okay, who was that?
Ken to the stack.
Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't follow whether we wanted the first and third or second and fourth, but it's either one's fine. I would go with the first and third because I have a KPFK on the second Tuesday. But we should meet. We need to have a closed session to go over specific issues where we have to put name, amounts, and vendors or things and issues that the Finance Committee should address. So we have lots of business to take care of besides budgets, unfortunately. So I'd say I'm in favor of booking this the whole year, first and third, Tuesday of the month.
Okay, that's a different item. I was just trying to figure out when we're going to meet next.
In addition, I would say the 23rd. Or whatever the next available Tuesday is, the 23rd is the one.
Why don't we just try to figure out when we'll meet next, and then at the next meeting, if you want to set a yearly schedule, we'll deal with it then. How's that?
I think we could do. Is it Ken to the stack on that? Is anybody else? I think we can set it for the first and third. I don't, you know, it's not a big decision. It's going to interfere with your life no matter what you do. So that's the consequences of it. So I'm for the 23rd, and then after that, the first and third Tuesday of the month.
Our Paul, to start.
Our Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, first, I didn't make a motion about the 23rd. I just brought it up, so there's no motion on the floor yet. But I'll just throw this in. I don't want to have people feeling all burdened with this, but other committees will meet and start grabbing open dates, and there is the issue of staking out your territory, and if we don't get the Tuesdays, somebody else may, which could be a problem because you then have different people on more than one committee and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm just bringing that up, let everybody know. I'm not saying we have to do it tonight. That's it.
Okay. Can I get a motion on this, a specific motion?
Okay, this is Ken. I make a motion that we meet on the 23rd and after that on the first and third Tuesday of every month.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. Bill, would you like to speak on this motion? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I could change my schedule, I guess, but I typically have two meetings back-to-back at KPFT on the first Tuesday. I could skip the second one, I guess, if I needed to. But, I mean, if we did the second and fourth Tuesday, that wouldn't be a conflict, at least for me. But, I mean, don't do it just for me. But Ken, you said you had something on at least some of those days?
Yeah, but I'm honest. I have a very thin committee, so we can rearrange our time.
Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, I see a bit of a problem here because we are proposing to have two meetings in a month, but I don't see the possibility of spending time on the budgets at this time because we are very short of resources. And the other thing is that the priority will be the audit, the fiscal year 15 audit. So I don't know how we can put in the resources for that task itself, not to spend time on the budgets. That's a big challenge that we are facing. So unless until we identify certain topics or certain agenda items for meeting maybe twice a month, that would not be a productive use of the time. So I just want to raise that concern that unless until we decide some specific things that we need to talk about or need to move on, that will not be a good use.
Sam, I think that's an excellent point.
Bill for the sec again.
Perhaps we don't need to meet on the 23rd. Maybe we should just schedule the next meeting for either the first or second Tuesday in June. Bill, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think that's fine too. Because right now we're trying to get the audit preparations finished and everything this month. And if we there's no station budgets for us to approve yet or look at unless we're going to go back and revisit the FY17 ones. I don't know if that's worth doing anything with or not. But we're probably not. Go ahead.
We can always schedule a meeting if we need to.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing for now is that if we could send a reminder to the LSBs and the GMs, I can remind the GMs, but the LSBs are kind of supposed to take the first step in that timeline I sent to all of you and developing priorities for the next year. That's something they should be doing with the local finance committees, deciding, looking at this year's budget, seeing what needs to be changed for next year. That's kind of the first step. And I don't know if any of them have done that yet. That should have started about 2 months ago. And so we kind of need to somehow expedite that process if we're going to get budgets for FY18 ready, anywhere near on time.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? I think we're well past time for this agenda item in any case. Okay, does anybody want to propose an amendment to Ken's motion?
Bill.
Bill?
The second and fourth Tuesdays starting in June?
Second and fourth Tuesdays.
That is a timely amendment. That's good.
Okay. I think we're out of time. We don't really have time to discuss it. We're just going to have to vote on it. So the Bill's amendment to Ken's motion is to meet on the second and fourth Tuesday starting in June. Are there any objections to this amendment? Okay. Seeing no objections, the amendment becomes the main motion. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, since there are no objections, it is passed by acclamation, so we will meet. Our next meeting will be on
the second Tuesday of June, and after that we will meet on the fourth Tuesday in June. And I think that we're out of time. Am I correct?
Yes, you are, sir.
Yep.
And thank you very much for conducting a beautiful meeting. My goodness, we didn't have to hear screams.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
If you announce, if there's nobody making a motion to extend, you can announce we're adjourned, and that's it.
We are adjourned. Good night, everybody.